The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 is our time. The NFL Draft Day 2 will get underway this evening. It has brought hundreds of thousands of people to Detroit for an amazing event. It takes a lot of people doing a lot of things to organize such a thing. Joining us right now, Port Huron native who knows a thing or two about planning sports events. I mean, everything from when he was hanging around with his dad, Larry, at McMorrin as a kid to now helping with things like the Super Bowl and the NFL draft. Sean Krabach on the line with us right now. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tell us a little bit about what your role has been in the NFL draft.
So my role's primarily been on the transportation side and some parking side for the NFL needs and those things that they need for their VIPs, and then transportation for some of the fans coming down for the event.
That's a huge undertaking because, I mean, there are street closures, there's parking concerns, there's hundreds of thousands of people. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and it's been a great collaboration between Visit Detroit, the Detroit Sports Commission, the City of Detroit, the Downtown Detroit Partnership, and, you know, various others, MDOT, and all of them that really made this plan come together, you know, months and years of planning and execution to make it happen. And I think, you know, we really did. Day one, we set a record yesterday with 275,000 people, and we'll do it again today and tomorrow and hopefully set a record overall.
I think so. And you're right. It is years in the planning. I mean, it has been years of meetings and planning and executing. I can't even wrap my head around what all that looks like, but you know, it takes a lot of people doing a lot of different things to do this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Like I said, there, you know, it's been no agency not involved, and obviously, you know, Detroit Police and Michigan State Police and Public Safety, you know, are key to it all to make sure it was safe and fun for everyone, and that has happened, and we'll continue that. And then, yeah, just transportation is a key. It's one of those things that nobody really wants to deal with, but obviously all those 275,000 people that came down yesterday had to get there somehow, and we got them on buses and the people mover and the queue line, and they drove and parked and got in and got out without any problems.
Well, see, that's the thing. As much as people have talked about the need for public transit in Metro Detroit, now there probably is a need, or at least it could work out. There really is a lot of public transit, as you mentioned, with the queue line, the people mover, buses. It is possible to move a lot of people around, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, and SMART was a big part of this, and DDOT with their buses. SMART is doing park and rides from various locations around Macomb County, Oakland County, Wayne County. So that's a great way for people that don't want to drive and have to deal with the traffic. And the shuttles we're doing are from locations a little further out from the downtown footprint, so people don't have to deal with those road closures. Because, yeah, this one, in my experience, this one's unprecedented as far as road closures. But you got to put 275,000 people somewhere, so that's what we did.
Well, and unprecedented in the number of people coming to Detroit for an event. I mean, we've had a Super Bowl, we've had a World Series, and Stanley Cup, and all these major events, but never anything that's attracted this many people all at one time, have we?
No, yeah, this one's new, and not, you know, new for us. It's unique because, you know, they say it's the largest non-competition sporting event there is, right? I mean, it's all about football. It's all about the players getting drafted. And you've got fans from all 32 teams. You know, it's not when you got a Super Bowl or, you know, a Stanley Cup, obviously you've got your Detroit fans and then you've got your whoever they're playing, the opposing team fans. But here at the draft, it's all 32 teams and there's fans from all 32 teams all around the country, Canada, you know, and all over that have come here to watch their team and, you know, spring that dream eternal, right? It's a new season coming up. They're drafting new players, and you know everybody right now has got a shot, and these players that they draft are going to take them over the top.
It's been a lot of fun to watch, no doubt about it. This has been an interesting time for sports. I mean, obviously the Lions are on an upward trajectory, but when you look at the things that we have hosted in Detroit recently, I mean, there's this. We've got the Grand Prix coming up. We just had March Madness a few weeks ago. I mean, it's been a very busy time, hasn't it?
It sure has. And yeah, you mentioned the Grand Prix, and that's exciting now to be back downtown. And as a matter of fact, they're already setting up for that. So, you know, we're going to wrap this up tomorrow night with the draft. And then, yeah, the Grand Prix is already rolling in the town and they're already setting up. So, you know, it's one after another, but that's what we like to see.
Talk with Sean Krabach. He's from Port Huron. He's on the draft committee handling transportation for the NFL draft, which, again, like I said, I can't even wrap my head around how all that works. A lot of moving parts, no doubt. But, look, this has been sort of in your wheelhouse for your whole life. Kind of walk us through how you went from being a kid in Port Huron to handling all these transportation issues for the NFL draft.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, growing up, obviously, with my dad and Larry Krabach at McMorran, I spent a lot of time running around there, either in the theater or in the arena for different things and hockey games. And, you know, I didn't set out to be an event guy, but it certainly has landed me there, and I enjoy it. You know, when I studied my degrees in communications and public relations. So, again, events wasn't really in my wheelhouse, but I got into it back when the Border Cats first came to town, and then, you know, been working on big events since then. And just thinking back sometime last night, I was thinking it's been about 20 years since I did my first event here in big event here in Detroit with a Major League Baseball All-Star game back in 2005. So, you know, 20 years goes by fast, I guess. And as you do these events, they're good times.
I tell you, I don't know where you were last night, if you were in the middle of it or anything. I was watching from home, and I couldn't have been more proud to be from Southeast Michigan watching what Detroit looked like with that sea of people in such a major event. I thought the city looked fantastic, and it just looked like a great, great event.
Yeah, it was. I was in and out of the footprint. I, you know, rode the people mover around. I rode my three different shuttle routes to kind of see how they were working and talking to people on the shuttles, and yeah, they had nothing but great things to say about the city and the event. So that's what we want to hear. You know, we want people to visit Detroit. Detroit gets a bad rap, but we know that the people that have been here overwhelmingly go away with a positive vibe about the city. It's not what you hear, what people hear. It's just great overall.
Yeah, this is a fantastic thing for Detroit and for Michigan. Sean, appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your very busy schedule this morning. Keep up the good work, and thanks again.
Yeah, happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.